Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only, Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what's up? Dan Bach back with you here today on the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. We always think fantasy draft, and today is going to be no different. I had a great week on fantasy draft in the old PGA Golf. I've been telling you, you know, that their setup is fabulous where, you know, your bottom score doesn't count. So, you know, if you had Sergio Garcia, you weren't drawing dead. If you had Austin Cook, like I did, you were not drawing dead. So very profitable week over there on Fantasy Draft for me. Make sure you check them out this MLB season and towards the tail end of this NBA season as well. Hey, they basically are allowing us to give you things like this podcast and the happy hour show on Grinders Live for free. So pay it forward to our sponsor sites, and Fantasy Draft is as good as any of them out there. So thanks again to them. Hopefully you had a great weekend. You know, of course, the Masters was this weekend. I had an enjoyable time. Literally, the last few years, I think it's fallen on Easter weekend. And we're always out of town for it, so I'm like driving home on Sunday. It was just fabulous to be able to sit on my butt and watch golf all day on Saturday and Sunday and won a little bit of money along the way, which never sucks. But today's podcast, we're going to turn our attention a little bit to hoops because we've got the morning grind covering MLB. We've got our on-deck premium podcast with MLB, so as long as NBA is going, I am going to keep you covered on that front through the end of the regular season. Once the regular season wraps up, we'll probably be moving into some MLB conversations here on this show as well. So I just wanted to give you the idea. So if you're looking for that, then that's where you're going to find it. But if you still want to grind hoops, I think an interesting slate tonight. I'll be talking you through what we need to know in terms of who's playing for what and maybe what type of roster build we should roll with today. So that's what we have on tap. One thing I hope you do check out, though, great article by Aaron Hendricks here at RG on the Millionaire Maker winner on DraftKings. He happens to be a RG member, and just a phenomenal story. The dude got married this weekend and ended up winning the $1 million and didn't even realize he won it until I tweeted at him and said, congrats on the milli. And I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, part of me makes me feel like, oh, well, you know, I guess that's nice. But then part of me is like, you know, dude didn't even get to sweat the $1 million, you know, Masters because he was driving or whatnot. But nonetheless, real thankful to him to kind of tell his story. Check out that article. It's usually there on the front page of Roto Grinders. I also tweeted it out. So if you follow me at Dan _ Bach, but really, really cool situation there. And what a Sunday that was. Hole in one by Charlie Hoffman and John Rahm. Visions of Dustin Johnson at the U.S. Open about 2-3 years ago for me. But John Rahm, if he makes that, 4 or 5 foot birdie putt on 18, it would actually have been a tie for first between the guy who ended up winning and then the dude who was in second. But he didn't end up making it, so therefore he lost 2.5 points or didn't gain 2.5 points, and that would have tied those two up top. So that missed putt only swung, I don't know, like $550,000 or so, or maybe like $575,000, I think. So crazy. I mean, actually, he's probably better off he didn't sweat it because that's just one of those anxiety moments that you really don't, I mean, you don't love in the moment, and then afterwards, it's just a big sense of relief. But congratulations anyway to Drew Matthews, big winner there on DraftKings this week. All right, well, let's get to hoops for tonight. And again, in terms of what we need to know here about the playoffs, the East is got their 8 teams locked in, but there's still some room to maneuver here where Cleveland, I believe, could still move up to number 3. Not that they really want to, per se, because in the four spot, they would face Indiana in the first round as opposed to Milwaukee, as opposed to Milwaukee or Miami in the first round. So I think that's a little bit more beneficial there for the Cavaliers. And plus, getting some rest for LeBron going into the playoffs is never a bad idea. So we'll see what Cleveland does with their rotation tonight. I mean, they play the Knicks. They should absolutely kill them either way. But Miami and Milwaukee both play tonight. The interesting thing is they are tied for the sixth and seventh spot in the Eastern Conference. And you got to wonder, though, like, the goal here should be to land in that seven hole. Because the last thing that you want to do, I would think, is want to play Philadelphia, who's won 14 straight games, or would you rather play Boston, who is now without Kyrie Irving and whose odds went from like 20-1 to 80-1 to win the title? I would much rather play Boston in the first round than Philadelphia. So I'll be curious to see what Miami and Milwaukee does today in terms of resting players or not. We saw Antetokounmpo not play this past game. And right now, I think Miami has the tiebreaker, so they would be in the sixth spot and would have to play Philadelphia. So I think there's a chance we could see some gamesmanship here. But the problem you have is Orlando plays Milwaukee. It's tough to tank against a fellow tanker or tankee. I don't know how the proper tense there. But regardless, that's a situation I'm keeping my eye on today. And then, of course, in the Western Conference, we still have five teams competing for four spots. The Pels, the Spurs, the Thunder, the Timberwolves, and the Nuggets. And we've got all of these teams playing on this slate tonight, none against each other. Oklahoma City does play Miami today, so they got the toughest competition out of everyone. But we have, Portland plays Denver tonight. That's probably the toughest one out there. New Orleans versus a Clippers team that was just eliminated, Spurs versus the Kings, and Minnesota takes on the Grizz. So should be an interesting night. And we'll kind of talk about that as we go through the position-by-position breakdown. So let's do it. And my first feeling about this build today is maybe not to get too cute up top. And I know that you've got Anthony Davis, you've got Russell Westbrook, and these guys have been absolutely on fire. You got LeBron James, another one. But all these guys' salaries are just really, really high right now. I mean, Anthony Davis is 13-2 on FanDuel. Now, and I think this might be the difference in the sites today, because 13-2 on FanDuel, I don't think I can pay that. And I know that some value is going to pop up here today, this time of year, there's no doubt, but I really like the kind of fair and balanced build that I was getting by keeping guys in that like 7K range, maybe sprinkling a couple 8K guys, but 13-2 is a monster number to pay. Now, DraftKings at 11-6, Fantasy Draft at 25, it's a little bit more manageable there. But on FanDuel in particular, you know, getting a Davis in at that price, you know, we've got Westbrook checking in at 12-5. That's a monster number. We've got LeBron checking in at 12-2 today against the Knicks in a game which, you know, probably going to have some blowout to it. I'm just a little bit leery of maybe going that route, at least on FanDuel. DraftKings, you might be able to make a little bit better case for it. But I wanted to throw that out first. Okay, point guard today. It's not really, it's not super easy here tonight. I mean, you could look at Portland, and they actually do have a little bit to play for here, because right now they're in the three spot, but Utah is only one game behind them. And I believe that, you know, if Portland would lose out these last couple of games, Utah would win out. I believe they could jump to the number three spot. And I don't know if they want to do that, because right now they'd be matched up with New Orleans, but I wouldn't be shocked to see Portland really put together a big effort here against Denver. That's not a matchup. That's not a team that I really would want to face in the playoffs, any way you look at it. And you've also got a Portland team that's lost three consecutive games here. I mean, that's not the momentum you want going into the playoffs. I know Dame Lillard's been out a little bit, but he came back last game. And Lillard's an interesting guy. He's the one kind of pay up for me that I'm willing to, I think, really give deep consideration to here tonight. rather than going up to the 11K or 12K, he and like Aldridge in that 9K range are kind of interesting to me because they need to carry their teams right now. And we've got a great matchup here versus Denver. He checks in at 9K on DraftKings, 16.5 on Fantasy Draft. So I think Dame Lillard's like the interesting pay up for me today because I think he's going to play a pile of minutes. I think they want to pick up this W as well today to kind of get the momentum moving in the right direction. We got to keep our eye on what New York's situation is with their point guards or because we had Tim Hardaway Jr. miss last game. Could lead to some more shots. I mean, Cleveland is not a very good defensive team at all. We got a 221 total in this game. So, you know, Trey Burke, this could be a spot for him to have one of his big, you know, offensive kind of showcase games. The shots have fallen down a little bit recently, 13, 12, 13. But still, it's hard to find guys who are getting rock solid 30 minutes a game right now, especially in these kind of tanking teams. A lot of these teams are like throwing 25 minutes across the board, but it feels like Burke, especially if we're without some Tim Hardaway Jr., might be more shots for him to go around. I mean, 3-for-13 last game is dreadful shooting. If he does a little bit better than that, he's probably going to get you into the 30s. So I don't mind him today at 6,400 on FanDuel tonight. I think that Rondo absolutely squarely in play in a must-win game here for New Orleans. He is 65-67 on DraftKings and 12-6 on Fantasy Draft. We saw him with 12 points, 17 assists, a couple steals, and 4 boards last game against Golden State. Certainly has been tempo up the last few games. This game should have pretty darn good tempo to it as well with the total sitting at 227. So I think he's going to crack most of my lineups here today because we know that New Orleans, they're not going to play particularly deep, I believe. Other players for us, you know, Deontay Murray's been playing fine. I can't pay that 7K number on FanDuel, but 63 on DraftKings is somewhat intriguing for me. 29 minutes, 37 minutes each of the last two games gave you 32 and 50 fantasy points. And then keep your eye on what happens with Toronto. They sat out DeRozan last night. I'm betting they sat out Kyle Lowry today. And if that's the case, DeLon Wright will probably be one of the premier value plays for us on this slate at just 3,900 on DraftKings, 44 on FanDuel, and 7,600 on Fantasy Draft. A little bit nervous, but the total at 209 is not as low as I would have expected. You know, that Sacramento game is at a 199, so you got 10 points less projected in that one against the Spurs. So on a night that, you know, things obviously will change, value will open up. There's not a ton this morning that I'm seeing. He's one guy that I feel pretty strongly is likely to kind of get increased run in this game for Toronto. That means absolutely nothing. Keep your eye on Tyler Johnson, too, at 47 on FanDuel, 43 DraftKings, 85 on Fantasy Draft. Especially if we do get tank mode, Miami decides to rest like Goran Dragic. He's a guy who could get some increased run for Miami here today, but that's still kind of a big if that's going to happen. You don't see winning teams do that, but man, it would make a ton of sense for him to, you know, kind of take a night off. Jamal Murray at 7,300. I don't mind him for tournaments as well. Again, this is a guy who's going to take a bunch of shots, 6,700, so under 7K on DraftKings. And again, we talked about minutes. Look at these, 39, 35, 37, 36, 45 over the last three games. So he's going to be on the floor a ton. That's kind of what we're looking for here tonight. So definitely with Denver, backs against the wall, competitive game tonight. Definitely want some pieces there. All right, over at shooting guard, again, I'm going to name most of the starters probably out there for New Orleans. So Drew Holiday is going to be on that list here in their matchup versus the Clippers. So like him a lot. Again, don't need to necessarily climb up to the super high zone here today in terms of salary-wise to make things work. So 8,900 over on FanDuel. DraftKings and Fantasy Draft were sitting at 84 and 15-4 on those two sites. But this is a tough little position here because not a lot of stuff to get excited about besides him. You could load up with both Holidays and take Justin as well against Brooklyn, but it's this Chicago team that's just so scatterbrained with their minutes. Now, if I knew he was going to get 32 and 30 like he got the last two games, I probably play Justin Holliday at 4,300 on DraftKings, 45 on FanDuel, and 84 in Fantasy Draft. But I could easily see that kind of turning back to that $2,500 salary. So we got to kind of wait on that a little bit. Let's see. Luke Kennard's been playing more minutes there for Detroit with Blake Griffin out of the mix. He's 4K on DraftKings, 33 fantasy points last game. I'm not in love with him because he had 9, 18, 15, 15, 10 the games before that. So I'd probably just put him in a GPP kind of player pool, and that's about it. For without Giannis, Middleton you could make a great argument for, and then keep your eye on the situation around the Clippers. I think there's a chance Lou Williams may not end up playing today, and maybe Austin Rivers as well. So Tyrone Wallace is a guy who could easily get some increased run in this matchup. I want to find something else I love, but there's not a lot I love. Maybe Rodney Hood, 4,100 is a really low price tag, but just played 12 minutes before he ended up getting ruled out last game against Philadelphia. We'll see whether or not, you know, he's going to come back and get those 28, 29 that we saw the game before, but the price is pretty cheap on him in a game versus the Knicks that should yield some scoring. Courtney Lee is a punt if we're without Tim Hardaway Jr. I don't hate at 3,700 on FanDuel. He had 27 minutes, 29 minutes each of the last two games, 18 and 22 fantasy points. Not terrific, but again, if you're definitely reaching for those big-name players, those are the guys to kind of consider. And that's why I'm kind of living in this middle tier today. Shooting guard, tough position tonight. All right, moving on to small forward. And I don't know what kind of world we live in where Marshawn Brooks is freaking good, but here he is. I mean, I remember rostering Marshawn Brooks back in Brooklyn in like 2011. I'm not joking, like 2011. I had to look him up to see like, where's this guy been? He hadn't played in the NBA in like two seasons, and his last four games have been 38, 42, 45, and 32 fantasy points. He scored 23 real-life points or more in four consecutive games here for the hapless Memphis Grizzlies. So I don't see that really changing. The total in this game is fine at 210. The team total is only at 98, but they need somebody to do something. So Marshawn Brooks today, I guess he's in play at 6,500 on FanDuel, 62 on DraftKings, 12K on Fantasy Draft. As strange as it sounds, he probably is based on what we've seen. Now, I think, you know, I'm probably fading the top guys, and LeBron and Giannis today could really blow up in my face, but I just see major blowouts in those games. And not a lot to play for there, even for Milwaukee. Like I said, I think they're better off losing. Now, Etuan Moore is intriguing because he is a part of that New Orleans core that's going to get heavy run, 36 minutes for him last game. But looks like Ian Clark might play today, so that number could come down a little bit. Paul George, not the matchup you love versus Miami, but the minutes and the salary I can get behind. At 7,800 DraftKings, 14K on Fantasy Draft, I like, and 8,100 on FanDuel. Definitely has 40, 50 fantasy point upside. This, again, matchup versus Miami, maybe not the best. He only went, 3 for 16 shooting last time these teams played. But I am concerned about the effort level we're going to get from Miami today. I mean, these guys are obviously checking the standings and looking at it and being like, oh my goodness, like, we want to play Boston in that first round. Like, that's who we want to play. Like, we can crush that team with no Kyrie. I would think that. Again, Boston versus Philadelphia, I think that's an easy decision. Beasley, should he return today? Could be a guy to give us a little bit of a look. Only played 23 minutes against Milwaukee last game and was good in that 23 minutes. Gave you 26 fantasy points, but coming off the injury, and again, this kind of time of year where their minutes are just not secure anywhere, it makes it a tough play potentially. Let's see. Big minutes last game for Evan Turner, 31 against the Spurs. I believe we're still without Harkless, so if Turner draws the start at 4,300, 42 on DraftKings, 82 on Fantasy Draft, and a pretty high-tempoed game. Let's see, we got the total on this one sitting. Only at 218, expected it over 220 tonight. But Turner in that middle tier, again, stars and scrubs if you need it. He is definitely a way to go there. Let's see. Alan Crabb against Chicago, 5,300. I don't love paying that salary for him, but had a nice 25-point game against Milwaukee, followed up with 20 against Chicago last game. So, but the minutes, you know, 21 in that last game versus Chicago. Who knows what we're going to get? 13 three-point attempts, probably not going to do that again. Maybe he will, but probably not. Let's see. Hezonja, minutes, again, a little bit better for him against Milwaukee here tonight, but kind of in that range, 28-22 each of the last games. So they're really spreading things out there in Orlando this time of year. So probably looking at, like, again, fair and balanced. You know you're probably going to get minutes from Brooks and Paul George. Probably just play those guys here today. Okay, let's move on to power forward next. I do love LaMarcus Aldridge tonight. Again, big spot here against Sacramento. They have to win, and he's been, you know, their main go-to guy here. 22, 20, 21, those are his shot attempts. He's a super efficient shooter as is, and he's always good enough in these other categories. So I feel like he's safe today. Obviously doesn't have 70 fantasy point upside like Anthony Davis does, but he doesn't cost you 13K on FanDuel either. But our other options, Millsap's minutes have been down recently. Jeff Green on the cheap here today versus the Knicks. I don't mind him at just a $4,500 salary. I think his minutes are pretty damn secure here. Played excellent in that last game, 41 minutes against Philly, and resulted in 45 fantasy points. Obviously, that's kind of the ceiling game for him. Then the salary jumped a good bit. But in a blowout situation here, I think he could get some solid run. Keep your eye on the Bulls situation, Markkanen, Portis. Markkanen would sit. I definitely would like Portis. Got off to a really good start last game, but didn't play great in that second half. But still, decent enough. Markkanen, again, just at like that mid-20s minutes, but 5,700 is interesting for me. I don't know why we've got Mirotić's projection so low. This guy is starting. He's 6,900. He's played big minutes the last couple games, 40 and 35, and scored 50 fantasy points in each of those games. They need him to play well to be good, and he's probably going to start again here versus the Clippers. So we got him projected at 28. We should tick that up to about 32 tonight, and I like him a good bit in that game. Again, loving these teams that have stuff to play for tonight, and he's certainly one of them. I think Taj Gibson is a guy to look at in this range too. I mean, he's definitely a guy who's going to get run, 5,900 on FanDuel. Very fair salary on DraftKings at 56. Double-double in each of the last games. 33, 36, 34 minutes. They want the veteran in there. They could blow Memphis out. There's no question about it. But Memphis got the, I think, shocking win last night. So we'll see what they do with their rotation if they sit anybody out. Let's see. Toby Harris, I think, against New Orleans in a 227 I can look at, especially with Lou Williams being out, maybe Austin Rivers being out, Gallo's out. Not a lot of scores left, so we can get him at under 7K on DraftKings. Now, they are eliminated, and there is the risk that they just full-on, you know, DGAF mode here and just kind of get absolutely destroyed versus New Orleans, but, you know, against a team that doesn't play great defense, I'll take their best scorer. And that is clearly him. If you want to get cute in tournaments, you could roll some Melo out there. I feel like his minutes are pretty secure here in the mid-30s. But, you know, and if he gives you 34 fantasy points at 5,700 like he did last game, you would take it. And I don't think it's an impossibility. I mean, you look at that game, 7 for 14 from the field, got to the free throw line, so made 5 free throws, 6 rebounds, 1 assist, nothing there. Feels like something that Carmelo can't accomplish here again tonight. The pace of this game, defensive-minded Miami team, is a concern, but I feel like that's kind of baked in that salary there a little bit. And that's probably all I'm really looking at. You know, James Johnson tonight, probably not. Ivan Robb's been playing better at 5,300 and 5K on FanDuel, though. I don't think I can do it. I'll probably pass on him here tonight. So yeah, that's where I'm living today at the power forward spot. And lastly, we get to the center position. And, you know, what's going to happen with Marc Gasol? Do they sit him? I mean, it's a back-to-back. Maybe they're like, we can't play this guy back-to-back, you know, in the last three games of the season. But dude played 34 minutes against Detroit and gave you 48 fantasy points. Now, I don't know that that's going to happen here tonight. But if you told me Marc Gasol would play 34 minutes, I'd be playing him at 6,300 on DraftKings and 5,500 on FanDuel all day long. But on a back-to-back, I think that's a really big question mark whether that's going to happen, considering they're playing for nothing. But that salary, mega intriguing today. I think that Steven Adams today at 6,900 on FanDuel, DraftKings down to 6,300. Super secure in his minutes, going to have his hands full with Whiteside, so he's going to be out on the floor an absolute ton today. He hasn't put up big games here recently, but I don't mind him in that middle tier tonight. Obviously, if you can get to Jokic, you can get to Towns, those guys should just be fine. I saw Andy Means featured Valanciunas in his core plays today, and this is obviously under the impression that he's going to play tonight. I'm a little nervous on this one. 56-57 on DraftKings is good, but not like great salary. In the 4Ks, great salary. And I just question the minutes. Like, I don't know if he's still going to go over 22 or so today, 23, even if he does play. Maybe against Detroit he gets there. I feel like there's risk. So probably not where I'm looking tonight, but did want to give you a peek behind the paywall there. Means he likes him. Kyle O'Quinn, absolutely, against Cleveland. Hopefully he stays out of foul trouble. If he does, he should smash. Really cheap on DraftKings at 67. Fantasy draft 12-3. FanDuel juiced him up to 7,500. So I think you got to think about that a little bit. But 52, 44, 40 over the last three games for him. No canter again tonight. And I think we can look at Pau Gasol today against Sacramento. Again, the total in this game makes it iffy. But 57 on FanDuel, 52 on DraftKings. Do not play him in cash. Number one, if you play cash, do not play him. But a GPP flyer, absolutely. You know, got a double-double 2 games ago against the Lakers. We know Sacramento is dreadful, and we also know that they're going to play Pau Gasol in the playoffs. Like, absolutely. This guy's a veteran. He's, you know, understands playoff basketball, and now they seem to be ready to ramp up his minutes just a little bit, and it's crunch time. Like, they've got to make the playoffs. So Pau Gasol, I don't hate him one bit here today. Let's see, Nurkic, 7,900, a little bit pricey for him. Let's see what he is on DraftKings, usually cheaper there. Yeah, 67 on DK. I can get behind him a little bit. Revenge out there against Denver, former team he used to play for. All right, that's what I got for you today on the NBA. Hopefully you're still enjoying the grind. If not, don't worry. I'll come with the MLB podcast here shortly enough. But big thanks to Fantasy Draft for sponsoring this show. Thank you for listening, downloading. Leave me a review on iTunes. That really helps us a good bit if you can do that. And, of course, we'll be back tomorrow as the NBA season kind of drawn to a close. We'll keep you covered here on The Fix. If you're looking for MLB again, remember, Morning Grind and At Bat, or On Deck, that's what it's called, On Deck premium podcast as well. So till tomorrow, good luck in your contest, and as always, we will see you.